Hi, can you believe we're already on section three? I can't believe it. Congratulations. I'm so excited for you. We've gone over so much already, but now we're going to go over how do we get to know that our book is good? Well, get alpha and beta readers. Some of you are like, what's an alpha reader? What's a beta reader? I'm going to tell you because I had the same question. The difference between alpha and beta readers are a alpha reader reads your book when it's just the raw manuscript. They're looking for an overall feel of the book, and the beta reader looks at your book after you've made your final edit, probably before you send it to the professional editor. So why do you want to do this? Well, first and foremost, you're writing for readers and you want to know what they think about your book. You want to make sure there's no holes in the plot. So your manuscript is in raw form. You just puked up on the page and you did your first manuscript. You didn't even edit it. You didn't even read it. But your ideas are there. You can send it to alpha readers and you can ask them, what did you think I was going for? Do you have any questions once you've read the book? What works here? What doesn't work here? And there's people online that you can find. You can probably Google, find an alpha reader. Find a beta reader. But you can actually ask some people that you respect who like to read in the genre you're writing in, nonfiction, whether it be health and wellness, whether it be Bible, spiritual living, somebody you trust that will give you good feedback. And you ask them these questions. What did you think I was going for? Did you have any questions when you read it? What's working and what's not working here. So once you take their input, then you finalize, you do your final edits. You're probably working on your third copy because we don't just edit our book once. So after you feel like you're comfortable with your book, send it to beta readers. You can pay people or you can ask people to do it for you. And these are the questions you ask a beta reader. What kind of tone did the piece have? How did you feel reading it? Did the ending make sense? Did it feel right? Did it answer the questions that I was presenting? When did you start caring? When did the piece grab your attention? And you ask them, did you have any questions once you read it? This person is reading and looking from a reader's perspective, gleaning information. So alpha and beta readers are very valuable to your book. And once you've got it all done and you send it to your professional editor, and that professional editor sends it back. Those holes are probably going to be found, and you probably spend less time and money with your professional editor. And what I also want to say too is you can take some of those beta readers and their examples and what they've said about your book and their review, and you can put it in your book proposal. So there's a lot of reasons to get alpha and beta readers for your book. Now, I hope you join the conversation over in the forum. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me because that's what I'm there for. We're here to help you succeed. We're here to get your book out.